Let's go.
Yeah, that was about to say.
Number three.
Number
three.
Tree nuts.
Three tree nuts equal big coconuts.
Yes. When you a tree nut was a coconut.
It's not.
It's really not. Anyways, welcome to episode 3 on Stownies on Air. I'm one of your co-hosts, Colado, here in SoCal. And I got my partner right here.
All right, we got Suey, Bay Area, not Stony on Air, Stoners. Stoners
on Air. Oh, shit. Stoners on Air, my fault. I haven't been sober for these in a while.
You said on the second one, too, within I just never picked it up.
Damn. So Stoners on Air.
Yeah, Stoners.
A repeat?
On Air. Nope. No need to repeat because I think this may be our first one where we do not have to do extra repeats. Let them know how the fuck we do it because we fuck up, they fuck up, it's all good.
It's all raw.
Maybe left. Yeah. Well, today's topic, let's go. What is it?
Let's see. I don't know. I want to get down to the topic of like the relationship between music and like flower. You feel me?
Music and flower.
Music and flower because, you know, I know the Stoners out there, they be like, you know, they got their jams on. They got some motherfuckers that be listening to like some EDM shit. That they on crackhead. I don't know how they do that on week.
It's fucking then you got
people
folks
listening to R&B. Yeah.
Ooh, fuck you yes. Got
the people with R&B. Old that's one R&B, of us.
Old school Chill. Jams on though.
And then we got the people doing reggae. Also us.
Island reggae.
Mm-hmm. And then the oldies. Because you really can't beat the oldies, bro. I feel like the oldies have more connection with me, like with flower, than anything else. It's like it's oldies and they'll be reggae for me.
Alright, wait. So you say you connect more with the oldies. Alright, but there's gonna be a difference between this. So we know what's you're most connected to, but what's your most favorite and the one you always go to?
Oh honey, the Delegations. Or La 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 means I love you. Or Delphonics. Or I love you for all seasons by the Fuzz. Yeah, man. It's just like, you
ooh,
know,
baby,
once you
I love you, that shit's ooh.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. It was like, I remember it was like when I was in ELAC still, when the whole shit went down. And I remember I had the car for like a week still. So I remember just cruising a lot, you know, enjoying what I can enjoy because I knew, you know, what was coming. So I just remember it was just me and oldies a lot. And I mean, oldies helped me through a lot too. So it's like, it gave me like a peace of mind and that mentality. And just flower just helped with that because it just connected. But like, what about you? What would you want to say about like the whole thing?
So this topic, it was actually like, it just occurred into my mind. I want to say either yesterday or today when I was going out for morning laps. Then I was like, dude, this shit, we always have it at every smoke session, but we never like thought of like why the fuck we have it, right?
Yeah.
The reason why I wanted to talk about this one is because during the morning laps, I was listening to some upbeat music, and then I felt like, and I was high as shit running.
I don't know how you do that. I can't do that.
I don't know. I just did it. It felt hella relaxing, and it was the upbeat music that just made it feel like my body was not there. My legs were just moving. And then everywhere I looked around, it looked like everything was like sparkling, or everything was like, it had like the glow to everything. It made everything seem more colorful, more light. And I was listening to that upbeat music. So I was like, yo, music and the high that you get, that shit just connects with each other. And I'm like, how? What makes it do that?
I feel like it's more so like in the moment and that feeling because, you know, I mean, we've smoked together for so long already. And then, you know, once we find like a random song, like those Sammy Johnson songs, what was like the first thing that we said? Literally, we said, whoa, damn, that shit, that blues riff, everything. Yeah, that's why it was like heavy.
It's heavy. But the thing that we forgot to include before the whoa, it's always that that good sour face, and then like your head just nods. You know what I'm talking about, right? When that note just hits so nice, it's just there.
Especially with Johnson too, because he's been hitting them high notes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, you know those moments that I'm talking about. Yes, like they just get into the music. You feel the emotion in it, and it's like it's a masterpiece that just was just made.
It kind of reminds me of like when guitar players play their guitar like at concerts. You know how like you ever seen those videos of them like actually like looking like they fucking the guitar?
Damn.
Yeah, but like they into the music. They're trying to get into it.
I actually into it.
Mm-hmm. Dry.
Nasty. Nasty.
Electricity. Yeah, but
I don't think that anyone just questioned like why we have music along with it. It's just. Just produces that good vibe, that good feel, and I feel like just cause both of us, we have those moments where it was just music, and I think that if we're given like an option of like five things we can't, no, let's narrow down to like three things we can't live without, I think, I'm pretty sure music would be up there in the top three.
Yeah, cause I mean, music is what connects the world, you feel me? It's like if you go to another country, what's the other thing you're gonna do besides eat the food?
Oh,
you're gonna listen to their music.
That's a perfect example. You know why? Because we have different backgrounds, right? But we listen to different types of music. And recently, it's mainly been that, like the Samoan, Tongan, and
yeah, we've been on that Maoli. Show.
Yeah,
Maoli.
Yes, Maoli. No, there's two songs I listen to. I don't know what they're saying. I had to look it up.
I think I know which ones you're talking about.
What?
Angai Lupe by Spawn Breezy. And I want to say, oh my God, I know the other one. I should know the other one. But I don't want to say it.
Why?
I don't know. I want to say Tomorrow People, Wangai Ora.
Nah, it's Toria. I forgot to say. But it was like a collab of like multiple artists. I like that harmony type feel. Yeah, I didn't know what they're saying. I had to look it up like a month after. I just had it on repeat. But just the music and like the way that they just be hitting them notes, it just makes your body feel nice. And I feel like anytime I have anyone in the passenger seat in the car and I play that, people are like, why the fuck you listen to it? But it's just like, I feel like music is that universal language.
Yeah, I mean, it's because it's like, I feel like, I mean, there's also multiple people that learn languages through music. Like, I know I've met some Asian people who are like English, like the music that, you know, the US was producing, any English music helped them like learn the language. Yes. And I was like, that's crazy, you know? Like, because you got to realize, like, they're saying words and they're just following, like, the way they say it and, like, the whole, like, rules, you feel me? But, yeah, man, it's like, something with music just connects everyone around. It's because you can't really hate on the music unless you're really just a fuck person that likes to listen to NPR in the morning.
Yeah, but let's see. Is there anything else that we did not cover?
Nah, I want to see this question right here. Was there any music that you could listen to normally, but when you were high as fuck, it had a different meaning and you just couldn't do it no more?
So yours is country, mine was reggae. So I was and still am like a big ass fan of reggae. I have like a 30-hour playlist I just put on repeat. I don't give a fuck what songs are playing. It's just really nice. That's how I feel about reggae. And yeah. When it comes to folks and people and what I share my music with them, because something I vibe with, I hope they other folks vibe with, and that's how I really connect with folks. With Collado, it was mainly reggae, oldies, and hip hop, like he had mentioned.
Yeah, you gave me all the Campbell rappers, and I can't stop listening to it.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And there was also someone else that I had linked up with. They had the same taste of music. It was shocking. I was playing songs. They were like, oh, you know this? Fuck yeah, I know this. See? Mm-hmm. I just say just fucking give you an example because it just makes it easier, you feel? Carpool karaoke. A lot of folks, either they sing in the car, they sing in the shower, they sing in the room. But the reason why I bring carpool karaoke up is because I feel like that's when people feel the most comfortable, because it's in their car, little own personal space, with selected people that they choose. And once you're going fast enough, it feels like no one's listening to you. See? So it's just perfect time to just let it out. And there was this time, it was me, someone else, playing songs.
Ooh, spooky feet.
Yeah.
Anyways. Anyways, continue what you were saying. You can leave that in, please.
No, we're gonna keep that shit in. Yeah, where the fuck was I at?
You and another person in the car. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, we're carpool karaoke, 70, 80 miles per hour. Feels like we just lost in space. And nighttime, you gotta put in nighttime vibes. And the ones that I felt hit during the time was, what's that shit?
I remember you telling me, was it a Tomorrow People song?
No.
Yeah, it was My Guy.
Nope.
No, it wasn't that one?
Nope. It's Sammy J.
Oh, yeah.
Give Sammy J.
Give me all your love. Yeah, yes. I remember that one. Yeah.
Damn, that was at a point where I remember all 8 songs in my head. Now I'm like struggling to know number 2. But number 2, I know the lyric. It was, I know the man up above made you especially for me.
Oh my God. I know it. I know it. I just don't know it. I'm like, bro, it's like I have the melody. I just can't fucking think about it.
Wait, I have the playlist. Rebel Soldiers, Nothing Too High.
Yep.
No, right, there we okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's it. Nothing Too High.
Brown Love, 8-0.
Brown Love. It still hits though.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video?
Oh hell yeah, hell yeah.
You know that man had like 8 Henny bottles just there.
God damn.
I think that video was sponsored by Henny.
Hopefully.
Anyways, where were the other ones?
What the fuck should we give him? I think we just
gave you know what? We gotta give those our three playlist. Gems. We gotta keep our playlist a secret. Son.
Yeah, let's give them those 3 gems. Give me all Sammy J. Soldiers, Nothing to Hide. Ado, Brown Love. I don't know why we had to bring that up, but where the fuck were we at?
We were talking about the whole karaoke. Connection and careful karaoke.
Yeah, but like those certain songs and going that like 70, 80 is not fast, but like
yeah, Bay Area, that's not fast. Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, that's normal. But like just going around cruising, nighttime, playing those songs that day for that hour drive.
Yeah.
I never knew I could sing with that much emotion. Like it's not like the like emotional pain. It's more of like that, like, I want to say, like, if your stomach had a voice or like, if your gut had a voice.
Basically, leaving the doors open and nothing to hide.
Basically, see?
Rebel Soldiers.
Yeah, but then, like, from then, like, I still, like, sing in the car, but it's never to that level. Like, it just unlocked. But, like it's just that weird thing that just came to it. Yeah, it was that connection.
Sometimes if you have that connection with someone with music, it's just kind of one of the best feelings in the world. But anyways, as you guys can see, there's a lot of connections that we can make with this music and flower thing. But the main idea we're trying to get at is like, you always need to make sure you have a good vibe. Mm-hmm. Always have that good people around you. Have that good spiritual energy. Yes. You feel me? Make sure that you're at peace. You know, because sometimes you may lose yourself and music may be the only thing that can pull you back in.
Yeah, well, you had mentioned at the end part of that, weed and music was mainly a 2017-2018 need. especially when I was in the hospital. Yeah, so it was weed that was there for physical. And then it was the music to keep me sane. And that's why I had all my nurses. Every time they came in, they were like, yeah, you know, we've been like jamming to your music for like the past couple hours down the hall. I think I had my hospital TV on a little too loud, but they liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember those texts you sending me when you was just in like doing your whole treatment and shit, and then you were telling me like the nurses heard you sing, et cetera, et cetera. You feel me? It's like, that's how much impact music can have on someone.
I remember there was some dude that came in for to take my blood, and he was like, hey, you sing, right? I think that's kind of why I started Only Sony, from old experiences and just putting something out there, because that's what a lot of these folks have been doing. But I want to do it in like a discreet way, because I don't want to have it as like, hey, this was me in the past. Yeah, I think that was kind of the reason why, because I didn't want to like put it on my description or as a title of like, hey, cancer survivor. I didn't want that to be like, oh, that's what Sui's known for. He's known for a motherfucker that had cancer and done did it. I want my name to be as he started something and started from the ground up. And I think I'm at my second step of the fucking stairway to success. Two steps up.
Always gotta make sure every little progress is still progress. Yes. As long as you got that, like, as long as you got 2 feet planted and your mind stable, what else you need, you feel me?
Not much, just music and weed. That's basically all you need.
Exactly. With that note, I feel that's a good way to end this episode right here.
Yes.
So, I'm your co-host, Colado here.
From LA, and make sure you follow this dude.
I am from LA. Yeah, I'm born and raised in LA, but also got a hint of Bay Area, South Bay Area,
as yes, sir.
Homies told me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, I'm here, and I got my other one right here.
Hold up. Hey, make sure you follow this dude at BIGGCOLATO on IG.
Yo.
And make sure you follow Only Stony Clothing on IG.
And Only Stony Clothing backup, because one time it got shut. But make sure y'all follow those. Also, make sure you follow the homie Jay Sully. Make sure you support everything he's trying to create. You know, man's doing a lot just for a 20-year-old. And let's put in the comments, happy belated Sully, because this man's birthday was 2 days ago.
Hey, you know what's the funny thing? I don't think people even reached this end part. So, to anyone that does reach this end part, I think I want to say this is like 15-20 minutes in. Just depends on how much it edits. But I think I'm just going to throw in a little curveball at the end. Only Stony Black Friday preview.
If y'all going to want the preview, y'all ain't ready.
Y'all, see, if y'all listen to us, tune in to us, and listen to us for 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
A simple car ride to Sevens and back home, you know.
For reals. Y'all deserved a little treat. So onlystony.com. Currently, everything is 30% off, but on Black Friday.
Ooh.
So just know that the sales price we have right now are going to become normal prices. And we're going to have discounts on top of the prices we have right now. You guys don't know the percentage, but that's what y'all get. Discounted price right now is going to be normal prices. And we're going to have discounts on top of that. Bundles on top of that.
Bundles.
Save your moolahs on top of that.
Saving my money? Is this Walmart?
November 26th. November 29th.
Cyber Monday too. Y'all ain't ready.
Yes.
And don't forget, y'all can also use Colado 15 on your checkout for some 50% off on discount. Only if it's now, not during Black Friday. We're not doubling down on discount.
Hold up. Colado 15% off. Only the name. Colato 15% off. Only Stony. Right now. And Black Friday. 15% off? on top of whatever Black Friday deals we have. So you guys could even be getting 70, 60, 50, 40, who knows?
Buy one, get one free, who knows? You might be saving up some more cash just to get extra product. You never know. You might want to stack up that cart and get those Christmas gifts ready.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're getting you guys ready for Christmas. Y'all hate being those guys that just never been able to afford that designer brand for your homie, never been able to drop $30 to $50 for a tee? Don't worry. Black Friday, under $20.
And with that being said, I'm Colado.
And this is Sui. And we trail off a lot. This is Stoner on Air. Get used to it.
Catch y'all later.